Welcome to the Sales Navigator Live Show with Stan and Bryn. Join LinkedIn expert and sales professional Bryn Tillman and me, Stan Robinson Jr., Chief Coaching Officer here at Social Sales Link, as we bring you the best tips and strategies for leveraging Sales Navigator for your sales success. Enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. Welcome, David D. Fish Fisher. This is for those that are watching the replay because you came back. Thank you for coming back. There was a technical snafu on my part. I was so excited about having David on that I forgot to hit a crucial button. And I finally looked at the chat and saw what was going on. So my apologies because we're having an awesome conversation here about Sales Nav.
We're just
between
practicing.
The two of us.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So let me see if I can do a couple of things real quick. But David, if you would, because the replay is going to be available. And this will be an abbreviated session because I promised you 30 minutes.
No worries.
But could you just briefly, once again, tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now?
Sure. So everybody, David Fisher, go by D Fish. That's my nickname. I've been in the sales and social selling game for quite a while. Ran my own consultancy for 17 years, Rockstar Consulting, working with organizations big and small on everything from traditional sales skills and sales playbooks and strategy development and coaching, all the way up to developing social selling programs for large companies, working with executives, et cetera. And currently, I am working with SAS, S-A-S, and I run the Global Social Selling Program here to help our team around the globe be more effective online.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we're going to be talking about Sales Navigator and why we're excited about Sales Navigator. David, can you just briefly mention who should use Sales Navigator and why?
Sure. And I'm trying to remember all of the brilliance that I had beforehand, everybody. No, it's... Here's the thing. Sales Navigator, you know, I think that I have a different answer now than I would have even 12 months ago. And when Sales Navigator first came out, and I was actually working with a company that we were contracted to help train people on Sales Navigator 10 years ago. So we were a white labeled LinkedIn trainer. So back then, Sales Navigator was really for sellers. It was really looked at as a tool to use for developing lead lists and doing outreach, and that was it. It's really gotten to a point where, especially with a lot of the new features that have come along, it's obviously still fantastic for that B2B enterprise level seller, but really anybody who's in a sales role, I think it's fantastic for entrepreneurs, for business owners, for solopreneurs, professional service providers. It's like accountants, lawyers, anybody who's got some sort of business development role. I think there's just so much value that you can get from Sales Navigator, because what it really is going to allow you to do is take anything that you can do on LinkedIn and kind of supercharge it. And what I mean by that is not only get more, but get more efficiency, right? Because none of us have time just laying around. And so it allows us to really leverage what we're doing on social and specifically LinkedIn a lot more efficiently. And so that's the why.
Yep. Great. And so that means that even beyond the B2B audience, anyone who's in any form of sales, business development, Sales Navigator is worth taking a serious look at.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good enough. And for your team, in terms of the features of Sales Nav that you find yourselves using most often, you've just found most useful, what's at the top of the list from what you've seen?
That's a great question because it doesn't have an easy answer. And I think that really gets to the one of the, I think, the mistakes that people make with sales navigators. They think it is just a one size fits all solution, as opposed to really a suite of tools, right? And you have to kind of pick and choose. So, you know, at SAS, for example, we have a very large team and we have people in a variety of roles using it very differently. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to try to weasel out of giving you at least some sort of an answer, though, but I do think it's important to have that context. Some of the things I really like that are being used a lot, you know, the Accountant IQ, which is a new feature where you're able to use some of the generative AI within LinkedIn to kind of give you an overview of an account very quickly. That's great for our teams that have to deal with a lot of accounts and really do some prioritization. Mm-hmm. I was just going on a diatribe before we realized that we weren't live, so I can do this much, much shorter, give ourselves some time. But one of the things I'm most passionate about is a new feature, the not only the Sales Navigator newsfeed, which, I mean, it's so much better than just having the regular LinkedIn newsfeed, which is great for its own purpose, but we know that, hey, LinkedIn's got to make some money. They're putting some ads there. It's going to be your entire network, the algorithms at play, all that kind of stuff. The Sales Navigator newsfeed allows you not only to go, okay, these are the accounts that are important. These are the leads that are important. I want to stay in touch with them. But then the new filters, man, if you are not using the new filters on Sales Navigator, I don't get it, because to be able to create a lead list and go, these are the people that are important. And then in like a minute or two, see, did they post recently? What was their, you know, activity on LinkedIn? You come in, you check in really quick. This is a time saver. You know, I always say that Sales Navigator is not an easy button. It is an easier button, right? And so the mistake is going, oh, like, I'm just going to show up at Sales Navigator and it's going to make my life easier. No. But if you're like, I'm going to take my activity that I'm already engaged in and use Sales Navigator to just drive that efficiency and scale, that's when it gets really powerful.
Yep. Exactly. And SalesNav has had AI for some time, but they've just, like everybody else in the world, have started talking about it much more vocally. And you mentioned Account IQ, which is just a beautiful feature. It's, as you said, it's still in development, so to speak. But it came when you mentioned the library when we were speaking earlier.
Right.
What's a time, that's where we used to have to go to research things. Now with AI, it's available at the click of a button, and all sorts of great background information comes up on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I always say that I come by the gray in my hair, honestly. So I remember when I started selling, I literally would go to the library, sit down there, look in the reference section, and I had to use that to get information. The fact that not only can we go to our phones, but, you know, using tools like Gen AI and some of the other stuff that's coming out, so powerful. But I also think it gets to this idea, like, it's not going to do your job for you. And, you know, hey, even LinkedIn, again, I don't blame them. They're trying to make some cash. They're going to say, you know, all of our Gen AI features are going to make your life just easy. It's, again, it's not. It's easier. You gotta be willing to have the right processes and systems in place, and then use these tools to create those efficiencies or to be a little more effective in what you're already doing.
Gotcha. Yep. And I think the easier button is so important. In your books, you talk a lot, of course, about networking and relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think Steve Watt may still be with us here, but he recently posted about just the importance of long-term relationships and digging your well before you need it.
Oh, absolutely. Fix your roof before when the sun is shining, right? Dig the well before you're thirsty.
Yep. it was a great image on his post. But can you talk just a little bit about the importance of a long-term view? As you said, Sales Navigator is an easier button.
Yeah. Well, and I think this gets to something that's important to understand is, you know, we've kind of come through years, I mean, 10, 15 years of the idea that the way we're, you know, the predictive revenue model, the way we're going to scale sales is just more, 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 right? So let's just send out more emails. Let's, you know, let's get in our prospects' inbox every day. And then they'll just, you know, be like, oh my gosh, why didn't I buy from you sooner? All of us are a little burned out from that. So does that mean that we can't sell, that we can't do outreach? Not at all. But just like I speak about a concept in one of my books called The Sales Sherpa, about this idea of being a guide for your buyers. And I think that often starts before they even realize that they are a buyer or that they're in that buying process. So yeah, you could just spend hours on LinkedIn doing not much that's useful, but you could also go, hey, I want to get in, build relationships with the people that are important, because they might be prospects right now, but they could be in the future as well, right? Exactly. Most sellers don't actually have, we don't need to influence the billion people on LinkedIn. It's usually a couple hundred, right?
Exactly.
So even if, you know, I know Stan's not, you know, is a great prospect for me, but maybe they're not in a buying cycle right now. That's fine. I still might want to start to build a relationship with you, be seen by you, so that when it's obvious that I could help you, I'm not some stranger who sends an email you can delete. Instead, I can go, hey, Stan, can we go have a meeting? And you're like, oh, David, okay, well, I've seen him around LinkedIn. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll grab that. So I think that's the approach that's going to be more effective. Actually, let me take it back. I believe, and I think the evidence shows, it has always been more effective.
Effective.
It's not, this is, we're not looking at things that are new. We're just going old school, right?
Yes. Yes. And along that line, one of the things I was going to ask briefly about was content, because I saw a post from you on kind of multi-threading mm-hmm. within an organization. And as we were talking about before, I almost had a heart attack. We and realized that this button was still red when it should have been black on my screen. Just the importance of building multiple relationships within any organization that you're trying to penetrate, as opposed to just relying on one champion.
There's change in the buying organization, first of all. And there are multiple points of influence within the buying process in that organization, right? So the point about multi-threading was just this idea that I think the idea that there's just one seller who goes and talks to one buyer is, I don't know if that was ever the case, but it's definitely outmoded now. You know, you think about your buyers, yeah, you've got your decision maker, but then they've got their boss, and there's a financial decision maker who can say no. And then there's the user, and then there's the champion. And then there's their peer, their friend at another organization who they're going to call and say, hey, have you ever used this before? Right. So there's six or seven right there. And so thinking you can only have one point of contact is, it's that way madness lies. I call it, you know, creating insurance. So it doesn't mean you have to be actively engaged with all of those people and have meetings, but you have to know and be known by. The people at those organizations. And then of course, if somebody leaves, you're not sitting there, you know, sometimes they ghost us. And then we just see on LinkedIn that, you know, they're starting a new job in another company. You're like, oh, that's why I'm not getting a response. Yes. But at least in this situation, if you're multi-threaded in, you can go to, you know, Susan and say, hey, Susan, I saw Bill's no longer there. You know, who's his replacement? You know, I know that you're excited about this solution.
Exactly. Yep. And that's one of the beauties of LinkedIn, is people at least eventually will update their LinkedIn profile.
Hopefully.
Yes. Eventually they'll update the profile.
Right.
And the importance of content, because your post, I think it was just maybe 4 hours ago, was an example of staying in front of people.
Yeah.
As a picking up the phone or email and saying, hey, you're ready to move forward.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I think content is always something that, especially if you look at it more in the social selling context, a lot of sellers don't think of themselves as content creators. And quite frankly, many of them shouldn't be content creators and spend all of their time doing it. But there's a lot of ways of curating content, of sharing perspective, sharing experience, sharing stories, whether that's working with their own marketing teams and internal teams, whether that's just following their peer group. But as you said, there's a way of showing up regularly through LinkedIn, through these tools, that you wouldn't be able to do in any other way, right? It's, you wouldn't be able to. And I think you mentioned our friend Steve, and I know he said this, I've said this. It's like, yeah, you can't call somebody every day, but you can get in front of them on their LinkedIn newsfeed in a way that is much more accessible for them. And so, yeah, I think in a world where attention's hard to get and to keep, and you know, we need that for influence, I think a seller would be remiss if they're not at least showing up in some way on a regular basis.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Well,
let's keep going. Let's keep going. Okay. Rock and roll.
I appreciate it. Just based on your experience, are there any features that you would love to see on Sales Navigator? If there was a wish list, or some of your folks have said, you know, I just wish I could do X.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And this is where it's unfortunate that, you know, I don't work for LinkedIn. I have no stock in LinkedIn or Microsoft or anything. So they're not paying, listening to me, paying attention to my long list of ideas. You know, I think one of the big things was that filter that I talked about that I wanted for years, that they actually did bring. I think we'll see this. I don't know. I have no crystal ball, but you know, as we continue to integrate our sales tech stack, I'd love to see kind of the ability to do some sort of not a full CRM, but a little more robust note taking. That's just something I kind of like right within the tool. And you know, they have some CRM integrations, but I think it'd be great to have that. And honestly, the one thing that would make, I think, all of our lives easier is if they really figured out the inbox madness, right? You're laughing, so you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's a LinkedIn inbox, there's a Sales Navigator inbox. Not only do those not talk to each other, they don't even seem to talk within. It's you know, the number of times I've lost a thread, you know, that I'm going back and forth with somebody. These days I'm just like, email me.
Yes. At least you know you'll get it. I'm laughing is because that has come up, and people said there was a message sitting in Sales Nav for weeks that I just never saw. Mm-hmm. So yes, so it's definitely worth figuring out, okay, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, David, this time is so appreciated. I wanted to wrap up just by asking if there's anything that you're excited about that you would like to talk about, and how people should reach out to you if they would like to learn more about you or SaaS.
I appreciate it. I mean, the best thing to do, if we're not already, come find me, connect with me on LinkedIn. I love the follow, but actually reach out and, you know, hit connect and say that you heard our conversation here. Would love to have you in my network. I do post a lot of content regularly, and not just post content, but really, I love the conversations, right? I'm here to chat. So comment, talk back and forth. That would be great. And, you know, you can find all of my work at davidjpfisher.com. It's my online home. And all of my books, there's this website called Amazon. I think it's got some legs. I think it's going to stick around. But you can find all of my work there. And definitely, if you want to learn more about networking, sales, and LinkedIn social selling, go check that out.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I think David's got about 12 books there, give or take.
Give or take.
And yeah. Yep. And they are excellent. So those of you who had questions, please just reach out to me directly. LinkedIn, Stan Robinson, because I've seen a couple of good questions come in. Unfortunately, we won't have time to dive into those, but I'm happy to answer them offline. And lastly, just as far as wrapping up, If you'd like some access to free content on social selling, if you're watching, you can scan the QR code in the upper left of your screen, or you can go to socialsaleslink.com/library. And for those of you who jumped on with us live, thank you, David. Thank you so much. I don't be surprised if I'll wait a while if I reach out to you again down the road.
Sounds great.
Sales Navigator keeps changing, so it's exciting.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, D-Fish, and have a great rest of your day.
Sounds great. Bye, everyone. Appreciate it.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening. And join us again for more insights on Sales Navigator and social selling strategies that will differentiate you from your competitors and accelerate your sales success. In the meantime, you can go to socialsaleslink.com/library for free content on LinkedIn, Sales Navigator, and social selling.